the vanos. Ayy, tectonic volcano in the island, you don't want no problems. All you jokers need to grow up, you ain't know it then, now you know it. Ayy, my credit card didn't go through.
When we last saw our heroes, they were deep outside the coal mining town of White Knife. Our old western buckaroos are on a mission to track down the infamous White Run Bandits. These notorious whippers have been pillaging and terrorizing the entire north side of the valley. And don't forget, they took the jewel of our little town, little old Becky Withers! Thank God for our heroes, Kentucky Kyle and Buckaroo Brennan. If they can put a stop to this tyranny one day, the people of White River can live a moderate peace once again. Besides, I mean, either way, no one's living past their 30s. Living conditions are terrible. Polio's rampant. The imminent depression, and I hope you like sand because the Dutch Bowl's on its way. Oh, and the native populations? Yeah. They're coming to pillage and slaughter you right now. Don't even get me started on the lack of actual work. If you think cowboys existed, we might have a problem. All right, you know what? I can't do it. Cut the music. The West actually sucks. Screw that. It's the Hour of Influence. We're back in the future and rally tower.
You are listening to... Wait, turn my mic up, please.
Hey!
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. It's the Avery Influence. We are back. This is the Kyle speaking. Hype Henry, Carnivorous Connor, Bodacious Brendan, Love Doctors in the studio, and special guest today.
Whoa!
First guest of the season.
Dude.
DJ Hong Kong Hulk in
Whoa!
The studio.
Baby,
how does it feel? First thoughts.
I'm really excited. It's gonna be a great time, and it's gonna get rowdy. So definitely tune in and stay here if you're here.
Yeah.
That's big facts right there. All right. So when we get into the show, got a few juicy topics today. Josh actually here. Will he be rapping today? Hype Henry.
So we're on the street, and the street doesn't lie.
Fire in the booth, maybe.
Fire in the booth. Fire in the pot. Be talking about a little current events, the usual. Getting into it real good. All right, so what are we starting off with? Are we starting off with Bacon Fest from last week?
I think we have a live reporter. We recorded it. Connor, hello?
Hey, guys. It's me from the past. You know, Bacon Fest down here. We got a couple protesters over here. Hey, guys, what are you talking about? Hey, buddy, can you talk to me? What do you got this sign here? It says figs, not pigs. What does that mean?
Figs, not pigs. Well, you shouldn't be eating meat, really. I'm more of a vegetable guy.
Let's go, Bacon!
No. Quiet down. Go figs. No pigs, go figs.
I'm actually just here to protest the midterm elections. Impeach Donald Trump.
Well, you know what? Looks like Easton has a typical day down here. You know, it's looking good. Bacon Fest, you know, grubbing down and enjoying myself. So I'll send it back up to the studio guys in the future. Talk to you later.
That is fantastic.
So, a recap of the Bacon Fest. There's grease flowing all over the streets, everywhere. One thing I'm really upset about Bacon Fest, as good as it is for the renaissance of Easton, it is so expensive. Gosh, like one piece of bacon's like $6. You can go to the grocery store and get 3 packs for that much.
Yeah, but you got the best bacon on this side of the Mississippi.
I mean, is that a thing? Do states have, like, does one state have bacon? Is that a thing?
There were people coming from, like, I went down there to take, like, videos for a class, and people were, like, parking on side streets you had never even seen before. They're like, is this where the, Bacon Fest is? And we're like, yeah, it's like a half a mile that way, though. Like, you're literally parking so far away.
Yeah, and also I heard a friend of ours actually got his car towed, and later on that day I heard that 80 cars were towed.
80.
Just in the there's so many like side streets. There was just nowhere to park.
Yeah. Hulk, if that happened, what would you do?
I got my car towed?
Yeah. Let's hear about it. Hot takes.
Hot take.
Hulk smash.
I would probably throw down a Hulk smash. It's really the only option there.
On the car or the officers?
Really either or.
It's my car. It's not my officer, so yeah, probably gonna go with the officer.
That's true.
The Easton police has got another thing coming for sure.
Speaking of reckless parking areas, high school parking lots. Okay, for real. So, I grew up in the countryside of New Jersey, Scotch Plains, and the senior lot was just horrible. Like, people just back in. Someone backed into my Volkswagen once, and there's like a tiny dent. They just drove away. I didn't even know who it was. Or that might have been me backing into a pole, but I'm pretty sure it was someone else. So it's just not good. What's the most sketch parking area you've been in? We talking Yankee Stadium? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I think school parking lot's a good one, but even better, specifically any sports stadium parking lot when my dad is driving. Dude does not want to wait. Yeah. My dad almost ran over like six guys who are like the people telling you to move around. He's getting out of there, and he's getting out of there quick.
Definitely.
And it kind of runs in the family. I don't wait. Like, when you're like, all right, you go by, you go in. No, it doesn't happen with the Bloomith Falls. It doesn't happen there. Yeah, but more sketch. I don't know. You have anything, Connor?
You know what's not? Yeah. So, growing up Catholic, you know, going to church every Sunday. Who else goes to church every Sunday? 80-year-old families. So, it's the most passive-aggressive thing. Everyone's like, oh, like, holy God, church. And then they're trying to kill each other in the parking lot. Getting out of there, it's like a big roundabout. Yeah, there's no way, like, there's just no way about it. Like,
they're all trying to get to Old Country Buffet. Oh, old call.
I feel like this is from Silverstein, but we'll see. Let me see.
Oh, no. All right, well, could be the Uber drivers.
Yeah, what's up, Eric?
Hello?
Hello, Eric?
Yo, what's good?
Yo.
Look who it is.
Do you want to come down and spit some fire in the booth? It's going live at 140.
Damn, look, it's me and Pounders out here.
To a minimum here, but, the red. We're good. No, sorry, yeah, we're having a little technical difficulties.
Wait, he can't hear us right now.
Yeah, he can.
There you go.
It's when the green stops.
Well, the phone can hear us.
Oh, okay, the phone can hear us.
Yeah, let's keep talking.
All right, so, Eric, any hot takes on this? What's the sketchiest parking you've ever seen?
Sketchiest parking I've ever seen?
Yeah.
Parked the wrong way on the one-way street near South.
A word?
Sketchiest parking I've ever seen. I just thought of this last year when the person, Brendan, Connor, you were there, person tried to park and ended up driving into roof. Do we go into the story again?
Oh no. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Me and Connor are first responders.
First responders, Cal's screaming at this kid.
All right, start us off. We're in Brendan's room, me and Connor. Brendan's like in the bathroom taking a number two. And I got like a nice orange juice from the fridge and then closed it. And as I close it, I hear a massive bang. I'm like, what did I just do? And then Connor says, holy smokes!
Holy smokes, Kyle!
Holy smokes, Kyle. That's exactly what he said. He looked outside and he's like, what? And then I'm like, what, dude? So I look outside and say, holy smokes as well. See a car in the building of roof. What do we do?
Get you!
And then me and Connor sprint outside 3,000 miles an hour, get to the car, and I'm like, I just scream, what are you doing? And then, so there's a man and a girl, boy and a girl, both in the driver's
seat.
We're assuming genders.
Both in the driver's seat.
Both in the driver's seat. I'm like, oh, lordy. And then they're like, is it bad? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty bad. The whole front of the car is just caving in. And then he gets out. Or they both get out, and he gets back in and says, I'm going to start the car again just to see if it's working. And right when he says that, I smell gas. So I'm like, what is this young whippersnapper doing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, if you smell gas, why would you turn on the car? But turns out it was from the building. He went right into the gas line, and roof was, like, leaking gas.
That, you know, that is a good story. But, you know, Eric, I think you might be able to relate to this next one a little bit more. The worst parking I've ever seen, total driving actually, is Henry Lewand trying to park into the Hunt parking spot. Don't even get me started. The people, Eric, hot takes on this, please. What'd you see there?
I saw Henry Lewand just park his car like a normal person, but needed like probably 15 points to his K-turn.
Yeah.
It was a mess. Henry, what was going through your mind at that time, please?
Okay, so we have, you know, obviously I'm a responsible person. I was, you know, I volunteered to drive. And so I'm pulled into the Hunt lot. It was me and Connor Thatcher. And a good, great kid, by the way. So we go in. The police point me a row down from where we actually were. So I go in and I try to turn in. Everyone's like, ah! They're all yelling at me. And so I try to turn in. I try to pull my signature 26-point K-turn. And it just doesn't work. There's, like, girls in vests, guys in vests, everyone's in vests. And people are just freaking out. So it just took forever. Luckily, I did deliver the goods, a.k.a. the car and the speakers. So it all ended up working out. But, yeah. I feel like my parking job was not actually that bad with all the environmental hazards that were around me.
Yeah. You have Josh Levy in the booth right now, right?
Whoa, oh. Josh Levy? You mean...
You don't even know my name, bro.
Yeah, dude, you don't know his radio name that we gave him?
All right.
It's DJ Hong Kong Hulk, dude.
It's Hong Kong Hulk's in the building.
Get it right, and happy anniversary.
Hey.
Yeah, happy beautiful anniversary to you, James.
I don't have any parking stories.
Right. Connor, just give me a hot take.
Wait, Alec, can we have you on some, can we give you some pre-love doctor questions?
No, you cannot give me some pre-love doctor. I got Noah in the room, though. He can answer.
Oh! Fire in the boot. Okay, Noah, how do you keep relationships strong for 6 years?
For 6 years?
Yeah. That's why I wanted to ask Alec, but...
So, I bring my girl flowers every morning.
Is this Lucy?
Every
he's getting blasted.
Every morning?
Let's keep names to a minimal here.
Do you get her edible arrangements or actual flowers?
Edible arrangements?
Yeah. You know what that is?
Edible arrangements. It goes bad in one day.
Yeah, no, but she's gonna eat it.
Tastes so good. Word in the street is actually that Noah Grossman cuts flowers outside Colton Chapel every morning.
Yeah,
for his girl.
Trey's gardener.
There's no roses left. There's no roses left on the bushes.
Yeah. I don't know. So I mean, it is what it is. But Noah, since you're on the hot take mic, I'm gonna give you some love doctor questions that we have for later on. So okay.
All right, let's hear it.
So, okay, you send someone a text at night, okay, 12:30, they don't respond. When is it, okay, we have like 12 calls. When is it okay to send that, the double text? The next day? Do you want to wait till the next night? What do you do? And if you double text and they respond, how long do you wait till the next text?
2 minutes.
I got 2 minutes. 2 minutes?
Oh. I think the key is persistence. I need to count the situation.
Persistence.
And if they don't respect the persistence, then cut them.
Agreed.
Yeah, after the second text, you know, it's time to move on. You know what I'm saying?
So you give her 2 minutes and that's it?
Yeah.
2 minutes and then it's a wrap. It's
2 minutes, Noah.
And you have your answer.
Yeah.
I love Doctor would agree.
Oh my god. Okay. Ooh. Damn. Sending those vibes out. You guys have any other questions for the Love Master over here?
We'll save those for later.
Yeah, we'll save them for later. You know, maybe go a little commercial break, a couple PSAs, maybe.
Oh, PSAs? Can we have something not about a toaster?
All right. Don't put your mouth in the toaster. I can't do it. I can't figure it out. Make sure to not shave your face this month.
Don't put your tongue in the outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have any hot takes? Any PSAs?
Yeah. Don't put your fork in the outlet.
Hot takes. This year we're gonna have the best signs for Waffle Hut.
Yeah. The squad. The squad will form.
Lehigh buys creme pods.
I heard you boys got a bunch of calls, so I'm going to let you guys move on.
Absolutely, we do. But thanks so much for calling in. We're going to head to commercial break. Have a good day.
See you, boys.
Okay, so we got something nice. We got some new stuff. It's Oliver Tree. This guy's basically Roy Purdy if he could sing. And we'll be back in a few, so enjoy this kind of underground classic.
Oh no. Is this clean?
Yeah, it's clean. Clean's a whistle.
get lost in and out when you walking in and out. My hair in and out. I get stoned in the ground. I'm down, but I'm down. I get lost in and out when you walking in and out. My hair in and out. I get stoned in the ground. I'm down, but I'm down. When I'm down, but I'm down.
Welcome back, and this will be coming into your favorite segment. It was very strong last year, but coming back even stronger this year.
All right, and stepping in the mink coat right now. Hey, intern, bring him in.
Francisco,
bring him in. All right, now, with the mink coat, the glasses, it's everyone's favorite, the most paid on the payroll, the Love Doctor. Now, Love Doctor, we're coming to you hot. We got a couple of new questions. You know, we got a lot of new first years here on campus, 750. That's a lot of new people looking for a little love advice. So let's see what kind of questions have been mailed in today. Once again, folks, if you want to mail in to the Love Doctor, you mail in lovedoctor@lafayette.edu.
Or feel free to call in. The number is 610-330-5316.
Say it again.
610-330-5316.
It's a juicy number.
The Love Doctor.
Yeah, great to be back. Had a long summer, a lot of things to think about, a lot of love.
Do you want to tell us about this? About this love?
About the love?
Yeah.
Oh, Love Doctor actually went through a little bit of a love breakup over the over the summer. But experiences come with.
Oh, we have a young person. Let's see.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey guys, how are you?
We're doing well. Who's this?
This is a concerned student who has some questions for the Love Doctor.
You know what?
Yeah, I'm here to answer all your questions.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I, we're doing long distance. She goes to Cornell. And she's in a sorority there, and like she has a great time. And like I love her, but like it's just tough seeing her like at Cornell all the time, exceeding and like excelling in everything she does.
She goes to Cornell?
Doing at Cornell, and I don't know. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Are you taking financial theory?
Yeah, I'm taking financial theory. That's also really tough for me. And
So it's a tough semester, long distance.
She's awesome, though. Her name's Sarah, if you could give her a shout out.
That'd be awesome. Shout out to Sarah.
Sarah.
I think one possible thing you could try doing is cutting her off on all social media so you don't get to see how much fun she's having, and maybe just not really talk, and then so you won't be feeling left out.
So from the Love Doctor, I don't think that's the way to go, actually. Probably not the best thing to do.
Another Love Dentist hot take is to... What do you have something to say?
We have doctors and dentists in here.
Yeah, I just like... I'm thinking about maybe transferring to Cornell and going there. Like, I don't really know what to do.
I mean, like, is Cornell really even an Ivy?
I mean, she tells me it's an Ivy, and I trust her because I love her. I'm playing.
And how long have you guys been a thing?
I mean, it's not like, I know you guys had a listener before, Alec, I believe, or something like that. He's been dating for 6 years.
6 years, since middle school. Yeah,
they're pretty much married.
Or married, okay, that's all. Yeah, no, we're not married by any means. We've only been dating for like 2 or 3 years.
I mean,
but like I said, I love it that she goes to Cornell.
If she went to UPenn, I'd definitely say stick with it. But, like, okay. I mean, if we're talking relative, right? So, if Cornell, like, the Cornell is...
All right, we're talking about Ivy here, not where she goes to school.
What American is to the Patriot League.
Yeah, so I think, wait, hot take here. I think you should just don't party at all. You should probably FaceTime her, like, 4 times a day. You want to stay connected as much as possible. And that's what it's really about.
I start to write letters, handwritten letters, like every day. Like
maybe send her pictures of you as a shark.
All your free time, like don't eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You just have to write letters 24/7.
I definitely will do that.
All right, I hope that helped.
Yeah. Make sure you cry. Make sure you cry every day about her.
And make sure you only talk to your friends about her, like constantly.
That's all I do.
All right, thanks for the call in.
Thank you. Enjoy. What I wonder. I mean, like,
we're here to help.
It is Cornell. I mean, but no, really. If it was UPenn, yes. I don't know.
More of a Harvard guy.
Yeah, it's all those Boston girls. My gosh.
Harvard.
This kid gets his steaks well done.
More of an MIT guy.
Yeah, actually, I hear we're having free filet or filet soon.
The filet.
The filet.
How big is the filet?
$60 plate.
We're talking fist size.
No, fist. This is the size. This is like at least 24 ounces.
Fist size, like 6 ounces.
I mean, are we talking like a Silverstein fist? That's like 4 ounces right there. We're talking a TGB fist. That's like 26 ounces at least.
That's facts. I don't think there's 26 ounces for a filet.
It's a lot of cow.
I mean, just with all the antibiotics.
It's a massive.
Ooh, a hot take.
Ask Josh Klein about it. It's a big problem.
Hot take. We thought. There was somebody who thought that ribs came from cows the other day. And we were wondering, what if there were ribs from cows? You know how big those ribs would be? Yeah.
Those would be so juicy.
Those would be like 2 feet long. Imagine getting that on a plate. We should probably look into that, actually.
Like a cheeseburger on ribs.
Telling you.
I don't know.
We're getting somewhere here. We're getting somewhere here. Oh, no. I think DJ Hong Kong has something to
DJ
say.
DJ Hong Kong is a hot take.
He has a very hot take right now.
I just think that it would just be like a cheeseburger on ribs, and if you put some nacho cheese on there, you got yourself a meal for sure.
I'm telling you.
And like one rack of ribs can probably feed like 4 people.
I'm telling you.
Speaking of ribs, we have a question from LoveDoctor269. Well, it's actually to the inbox, @gmail.com. Mm. And it says, is it sacrilegious to play Christmas music to get into the mood?
Oh, no, not at all. I play Christmas music in the summer. You bring a girl over, you get set the Christmas... I'm nothing like a little jingle bells all the way, you know what I mean?
That does not happen in my house.
All right, let's not get...
Are there similar Hanukkah songs that can achieve the same qualities?
Well, against popular belief... Hanukkah is not that big of a holiday in the Jewish community.
Yeah.
So.
Any Rosh Hashanah bangers?
There's not too many. Yeah, there are a few. Yeah. Josh,
if she wants to spin the dreidel.
I think Adam Sandler has definitely dominated that niche, but definitely been there a couple times, not going to lie.
Okay, so if not Christmas music, what's the preferred artist? Do you have Sam Smith, John Mayer,
no way.
Frank Ocean?
Frank Sinatra?
I did it my way.
Exactly, right there. Obviously, my man Lionel Richie is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Sammy Davis. Whew. Any of them.
Adele?
21 Savage.
Adele, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Post Malone, honestly.
Post Malone. G.G. Allen?
Yeah, G.G. Allen. What?
Connor Thatcher.
6ix9ine.
Okay, Connor Thatcher's move is to play jazz that he pretends to like. That way girls think he's smart.
Here's the deal. I've taken classes, you know. I understand. I've analyzed. I've looked at it. You know, maybe I'll say a couple things. You know, maybe I'll say, oh, this is an ABA form. Maybe I'll be like, oh, I'll pretend to conduct a little bit. Regardless, it gets it done. So get at me.
Oh, my God. But, like,
don't know. We were listening to a rap song the other day, and you said your favorite part was the end during the instrumental. What?
Hey, I mean, I'm kind of over here, Connor here. Like, I like songs not started on the lyrics, but like kind of the beat you get off of it.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, I was a big trumpet guy myself. Played fourth grade up until senior year.
He understands.
I actually played trumpet too. Fun fact, you guys ever seen Whiplash?
Yeah, great movie.
So that was literally my high school band. We were like the number two marching band in the country, and it was very intense. Like, the kids would stay there at 9 p.m., and then like the elite jazz band would get there at 7 a.m. Everyone would just cheat and do like homework together. It was really, really quite odd, I must say. But, you know, they were good at tuning their horns, and it is what it is. It is what it is. It's amazing the divide. So you walk in, and then there's two hallways. So if you go down, you make a right in my high school. You get to the like the gym area with where the water fountains are. So then you get all the sports kids. And then you have the band wing of the school. And you knew it was band because people would be playing Yu-Gi-Oh! right at the entrance, okay? And these kids are kind of like the bouncers. Like, if you're not there, they'll give you that side eye, okay? And then you have the girls with like the pink and like purple hair that are into like the comics and stuff. And then you have the people practicing. So you got to get through. It's like the eight layers of hell, okay? Dante's Inferno. You get it through each layer to actually get to your instrument.
So, growing up in Hong Kong, Mr. Hong Kong Hulk, was this the same, like, compare this to your typical, like, band geek. Like, what were they like over there? Across the pond.
The band at my school was pretty intense. I dropped out around middle school. Also played the trumpet. It's a good time. But there were definitely some kids who lived the violin and the cello. But the more serious groups at my school were, we had insanely stellar ping pong and badminton teams. We ran throughout Asia in ping pong, and there were kids practicing in the cafeteria and lunch, and they were ridiculously nice. Like, you see the people smacking it across the table every time. Like, these are these kids. And our badminton, I don't know why badminton, this is a hot take, I don't know why badminton's not such a big thing.
Well, here's the deal.
Especially if you have long arms. It's like squash with a net.
It's like and tennis and volleyball, but yeah. Like, you can hit it as hard as you can and it'll never go out.
See, it's a fantastic sport, but here's my beef with badminton.
Hot take.
It's badminton.
Every girl thinks they're really good at it.
Oh
I'm so God. Good. I'm really good. No, like, seriously. Seriously, play me. I'm really good. You're not that good. All right?
I definitely think it's a sport with definitely a lower skill cap.
Yeah.
And I think it's really easy to learn but hard to master. And once you see it mastered, it's just really nice to watch.
Fastest moving sport in the world, badminton.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. Right. No. Fastest, like, the birdie goes, it's the fastest any, like, any ball or anything.
You're saying I can hit a tennis serve is less powerful than a badminton
it's the quickest
hit.
Game. Look it up.
It's so weird, though, because it comes off so fast but then slows down to, like, minimal speed.
Yeah, I call it a shuttlecock, not a birdie. That's just the traditional way to say it. So.
I mean, it is what it is.
I think we beef now.
Wait, can we get the Love Doctor's opinion on that?
I have some hostility right now.
Love Doctor's opinion on that?
On what? The something?
Shuttlecock or birdie?
The shotcock?
Shuttlecock.
Shuttlecock. Yeah, or the birdie. Well, I mean, I'm a big golf guy, so I'm going to go with the birdie here.
Do you wear a cup when you golf?
Probably not, but should I?
I think you should. Like, if you heard someone yell four, like, that could go anywhere.
But, I mean, I don't necessarily protect the
I wear helmets.
Yeah.
Wait, let me
we are accepting this call heavy right now.
Heavy.
Hello, state your name and your case.
Boys, do I really need to speak my name and my case? Come on now.
Who is this?
You know who it is, Kyle.
Sounds like
you don't even know my name.
Sounds like greasy, Max Prina. So, you got any questions for the Love Doctor before we get to break?
Well, I have one story, however,
and the chickies?
Instead of a question, but it might lead into a question. Anyway, let me get into it.
Time is a ticking.
Let me get into it. So, this senior chick invited me down next weekend. Some nice chickies. A nice senior chickie. I'm thinking, should I come through and pursue that good, juicy goodness?
Invited you to where?
Off-campus apartment?
What's up?
Invited you to where?
Yeah, off-campus apartment, boys. It's going to be
To awesome. Which established university were you invited to?
Fairfield?
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Isn't that north?
Yeah,
you're going up.
Connecticut, down by the beach.
Ooh, whoa. Beach body,
aye,
dude.
Aye, aye.
Yeah, you're gonna bring the chubbies?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I'm bringing the tub. You know I'm bringing the
tub. Yeah, I mean, so, how? The question is, how did you meet this girl, though?
She's a friend of a friend.
A friend of a friend.
I know some chickies that go to Fairfield, and I guess one of them told her about me, and then she hit me up on Snapchat. She's like, "Yo, come through."
Wait, how did she introduce herself? But she's like, "Hey, I like The Office too."
What was that?
Was she like, "Hey, I like The Office too"?
Does she have Dunder Mifflin in her Instagram bio?
Yes. Yes.
All right, she's a keeper.
All right, yeah.
She wants to work in a good office, especially my dad's office.
She's established.
Hot take, if a girl says, "I like dogs."
What's going on back there? Oh, shirts are falling off.
If a girl says, "I like dogs," or that she likes The Office, that's with everyone. That's like saying, "I breathe," okay? I want something original.
That's a hot take right there.
It's a hot take. Something meaningful. You know what I mean? Like, what's your Insta bio?
What's my Insta bio?
Yeah.
So, her...
Wait, what's her Insta bio? Read it to us.
Her Insta bio.
All right, as we're waiting, DJ Hong Kong, what's your Insta bio?
Oh, the Insta bio, obviously I had to throw the Hong Kong in there, have the little plane emoji, got the college and the graduating year. Just want everyone to know a little basic info, but, yeah, I think the question you're trying to, the answer to the question you're trying to ask is, how far are you willing to drive? And I think once you find that in your mind, how willing you drive for a potential special day.
Seems like a long drive.
Then you got your
drive.
Answer. Yeah. Does seem like a little far drive.
Would it be fair to field this potential opportunity, Max?
Yes. I think it would be 100% fair.
So is this girl friends with those two girls from last week?
Yes.
What?
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Is it going to be three this time?
Yeah.
I hope.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So are you driving
magic number 6?
So are you driving the Porsche or the minivan down?
I'm driving the minivan. Not allowed to take the Porsche.
Oh, so you're gonna be rolling in style to this place.
You can fit like 12 chickies in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can actually in the trunk.
And you could probably have the trunk.
What, do you put them on the top of the car too?
Oh my god.
Top of the car.
All right.
The minivan, and I had girls jumped out of the sunroof.
That is crazy. Honestly, like, so my last question, so do you think this time of year wearing chubbies and then also wearing a Patagonia jacket with a t-shirt is the ultimate style move?
With Ray-Bans as well.
Vineyard Vines t-shirt.
Yeah.
100%. Now, here's the thing. You got to pick which chubbies you got. You always got to have a good chubbies with a good design on them.
Yeah.
The plain chubbies.
They all have good designs, though. Design.
Yeah, or you can wear the lounge shorts with them, too. For example, me and Kyle, we both got the same chubbies. It's the flamingo ones. Kyle, you know what I'm talking
about,
right?
That's big facts right there.
Yes, you wear those with like a nice navy blue Patagucci sweatshirt, and then you're chilling.
Another hot take.
It's good for Milo's boys.
Another hot take. What is the best clothing to sleep in? Like, what's the most comfortable clothes?
Ooh. Satin tuxedo.
So since our room is at a probably negative 35 degrees Celsius at all times, I'm a big sweatshirt, sweatpants guy. I go to bed. You tuck the socks into your sweatpants so they don't get, like, all rumpled up, and you just get really nice and warm. I think it's a go-to.
Yes. Oh my
Here's
God.
My take on this, boys. Nice Vineyard Vines boxers.
Boxers.
Oh yeah.
Boxers. And you never wash them, right?
No, always wash.
That's it.
They never wash.
Okay. Well, listen. We got a commercial break, but this is fantastic. Any closing comments about driving up north?
Any closing comments? I got one closing comment. It's gonna get greasy up there, up north, boys.
Oh.
It's gonna get greasy up there.
First frost.
It's gonna get real greasy, just like the greasy salad that you just ate.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, again, we appreciate these calls. We're gonna head to break. We got a banger. It's actually, I can't pronounce
it. I don't know how to pronounce it. Con?
Yeah, it's the girl from Apanina.
The girl from Ipanema.
It's it's a little bit of a different vibe, but I think it's good for a Sunday.
A little twang. Sunday.
Let's try it out. We'll be right back. You're listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, of Eastham, Hudson, it's the Hour of Influence. See you later.
que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Bela menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Yeah! Goes quack, 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 and the thing goes grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
All right, you know what time it is. We got Fire in the Booth. We got a couple hot artists up here today. We got a couple hot artists, new spitting fire.
Tim Westwood TV.
All right, we got D-Hype Henry. He's going to be spitting a little fire on the track. But I mean, honestly, today we got DJ Hong Kong Hulk.
The Pearl of the Orient. So oh, my God. But first, I hear we have a... So we have Corey Folk in the cut. I hear he's calling up. So we'll give him like 30 seconds to call in. And then if he doesn't call in, then I guess we're going somewhere else. But we'll see. In the meantime, air horns. Let's get it. Yo, yo, yo. You ready for this? The land of the hyenas. The land of the hyenas. Josh, you ready? Five beats, five different producers, five artists, no cursing. Maybe some.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
No cursing.
We do what we can.
A few curses.
Oh, here we go.
Hello?
You're on air.
Hello.
Is this Jamie Hill?
Yes. Oh, really?
Cheerio.
Okay. Very nice, Jamie. All right. So, yeah, no, I really appreciate you guys taking the time. So I had this little fiasco last night. It was really embarrassing. This also, well, actually, it might have not been me. I'm telling my friend's story, because there's no way this was me.
Obviously.
So, there's this girl. I was really into her. I was getting some vibes, too, you know. We were digging each other. And I was ready to pull the trigger and make the move. And then I realized I forgot to put underwear on before I went out. And so, I wasn't really sure where I could go with that, because...
Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties. Wait, like, 2 seconds. People don't know how to use microphones. Okay, go. Talk.
Wait, do I start over?
Yeah, start over. Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of embarrassing, but I feel like I need to get it off my chest. So this last night, I was talking, chatting up this girl, and I was into her. I think she was into me.
She wasn't bad looking, too.
Wow.
Decent for Corey.
Wow. Not Corey, no. And so I was ready to pull the trigger and make the move, and then I realized that I forgot to put on underwear that night. And so... that was kind of embarrassing, and I was like, once this starts going on, like, it's going to be kind of aggressive to go straight from pants to nothing, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of an awkward situation right there, not going to lie.
So, Josh, as someone that never wears underwear, how would you deal with this?
Right, and chafing started to become a factor, too.
That's true.
Yeah, because you're dancing around, having a good time, but every move... that's an extra chase, you know? So you're racking up the chase.
You gotta plan it. Like, really, it's a balancing act.
So, I mean...
how much you want to dance versus how chafed do you really want to end up?
So, obviously,
have you tried carrying Vaseline in the back pocket?
Oh, no, I have not. So, obviously, moving forward, I want to remember to put on underwear, but it's kind of a, like, recurring problem, like, at least once a week. So, like...
Okay, we're all friends here. Let's be frank. It's more than once a week.
At least once a week. Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, habitual lack of underpants. You got any cure for that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have a possible product on your hand, actually. Why not just make pants with underwear in them?
Oh, God, what are you, a fifth grade, like, swimmer? You get, like, the little net in the bathing suits? That is a zero, okay?
I'm pretty sure it would help the problem at right now.
You want mesh netting in your pants?
It's not mesh netting. You put actual underpants in pants.
But that is just double... that's pantsception.
No, it's not. It would be one problem. Yeah.
So do I sew them in or what?
I think you should sew them in. But do you have enough, like... do you want just... I think Amazon Prime is honestly the solution.
Wait, no. This just destroys your whole...
within 2 days.
This just goes off with your problem as well, because then you just take them all off, then underwear's coming off anyways. So you think the problem is going from straight pants to...
well, just pretend you're also taking off the...
all right, I found a solution. You put Velcro on the inside, and then inside of the pants, and then outside of the underwear. So initially they are stuck together, but when you want to take it off, you just rip off the... just un-Velcro. So you know they're going to be there when you put them on, but then...
What kind of underwear is
viable
Velcro?
Me Undies. Me Undies is made out of micro-modal. It's 4 times softer than cotton, and it does work with Velcro.
Okay.
MeUndies.com. You can use our show's coupon code.
Francisco just tested this out 2 minutes ago as you first posed the question.
Okay. Yeah.
And since we're on the topic of underwear, any cures for skid marks?
That's not really a romance question.
You wipe more.
Okay. Well, no, but it's related. I mean, it's all a bad mood.
I heard charcoal works.
Forget your underwear. Skid marks are serious detriment to romance.
You gotta throw the underwear far enough away that they don't see it.
Well, he's not wearing underwear. You gotta throw the pants. Well, here, that's why you always keep an open window to just throw things out of. Any other love questions before we get to the five fingers of death?
No. Thank you so much. Thank you for the time. I really need this.
Perfect. You know, if we want an update next week on how you've remedied, or if the situation's gotten worse.
Okay, absolutely. No, I'll keep a journal.
Definitely. Thanks for calling in. Have a good one. Okay.
All right. And we're back at it. We're at the grime right now. We're underground. We're in the Hong Kong. We're in the city. Wherever you are, we are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, without further ado, we're going to run this thing up, all right? Yeah.
Hit him with the T.
Hit them with that Kasparian flow. This is Five Fingers to Death. Five beats from different producers. Let's hear it. The ultimate challenge.
Oh. Yo, yeah, we're chilling with the bros. Yo, yeah, we out here making noise. Yo, hey. Chillin' here in Hog Hall, we gon' ball till we fall. Yeah, my boys, they do it all.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, we going in. Yeah, we spittin' bars. Yeah, we gonna win, yo. Five fingers of death, too crazy. Yo, the thing about my flow, it's so wavy.
Oh!
Yo, yeah, rappin' here, spittin' clean. Ooh, then I'm going to be mean. Yeah, like my flow, yeah, it's dirty. Yeah, I'm spittin' here, feelin' wordy. Yeah, yo, we still goin' in. Yeah, Henry LeWand, he's micin' in.
Micin' in, didn't know I'd be on the beat. I got on red loafers, walking down the street. Oh, switch up on the beat. Hit it, Josh.
Yo.
Switch up on the beat.
Five fingers.
Yeah, yo, feeling nasty. Ooh, yeah, and I'm feeling crafty. Yo, and you bet you with me.
No cursing.
Pull up in the church. Praying, put him in a hearse.
Yeah. Ooh, can we go next beat?
No.
No? Yo, Connor keeps touching the mic. Yeah, it's gonna spike. Yo, we're going all night. Yeah. Oh, I can't say it. Okay.
Looking for a fight.
Yeah, yo, it's on site. Yo, shout out to the boys at home. Yeah, it's on site all the time. Ooh, okay.
Switch it up. Five fingers, beat number three. We in this. Oh. Sitting back on my Sunday porch. Everybody knows it's kind of scorching. Just kidding. It's kind of freezing. Look at the temperature, 28 degrees in. Got on the Canada Goose, keeping nice and warm. Gotta watch out for that snowstorm. Lop Lehigh coming up next week. Football team about to hit the next peak. Tony Dice hitting him with that big chain. Fat Ice, all brains. That's how we do it in the layback. Riding around town in my Maybach.
Yeah, oh. Okay.
Switch it up.
Beat number four.
Beat number one. Four? I don't
beat
know.
Beat number one. All right.
Or beat number three. I don't know.
Yo. Chilling here. Yo. Spitting off the top of the dome. Yo. Yeah, we're chilling in the basement doing foam party. Yo. Yeah, we go and go, smarty. Oh my goodness.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, chilling here, rhyming off the dome. Yeah, I got nothing, bro. Dude. All
right. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Woo!
The land of the hyenas. Aye, 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 aye. Okay.
All right.
So as the first contender in the Five Fingers of Death instrumental. You know how it goes. Five producers, five beats, hardest. You know the rules. One, let's get it.
Everyone knows the rules. One bite.
Yeah, one bite. Okay, this gent made it through three of the five beats. Let's clap it up. Woo! That's pretty good.
I had a lot of things I couldn't say. Yeah, definitely hindered the ability.
Yeah. The biggest challenge.
Maybe next time we'll do the web only podcast and we'll see the beats. Yeah. But
it's the biggest challenge in the booth.
Yeah, honestly, great job in the booth. You know, I'm sure next time we get TGB, Tim, Ara on. You know, the hottest stylers. I think we can easily make it to the 7-minute mark and defeat this challenge. But it was a great first attempt. Great job. The Hong Kong Hulk making his punches. China Sea is under his control. Fantastic. So we're at 155. Do we want to make closer marks? You want to play this out?
Yeah, we got to play this out here. We got a whoa.
Connor.
Hey, a lot of people are throwing shade. Okay, maybe it's me.
Stop talking.
All right, so like we have like, is it 35 calls waiting right now? But nobody's worthy of this. So keep putting your calls in. We might answer it, might not, probably not, but we might.
We might.
But I'm feeling kind of angry. I'm feeling a little angry. What?
Why is there an attack helicopter here, Henry?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, we're gonna have to play ourselves out here. We got another person coming in the booth. Unfortunately, we can't do the anger segment today. But
Francisco is really angry in the back.
The intern's working hard.
Yeah, he's unpaid, but I mean, this is he's getting so much exposure.
It's good for his resume.
Yeah.
Henry, why don't you play that song we put in the little Google Doc there? That little guy. You know what I mean?
We're talking about which one? I don't see it.
It's in the bottom.
I don't see it.
Yeah, before we play us out, before Hype Henry plays us out, thank you again, DJ Hong Kong Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole studio. We're good. You're listening to WJR 24.9 FM Live, Pick College Radio, Vista Pennsylvania. It's the Hour of Influence. We're signing off with New Action Bronson, Baby Blue.
It's all about
fire in the booth. Let's get it.
Signing off.
You're it. Understandable, I'm trying to brilliant with five.